You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. Hello again. In this episode, I'm sharing with you the six of the core of eight, and that's deal with it immediately. Now, you're going to find yourself, inevitably, you're going to find yourself in situations that will challenge you. It's unavoidable. It's a non-negotiable. Life is full of challenges and obstacles, and it is up to you, and only you, to deal with them. How you deal with them. And it's up to you to deal with them immediately. The sooner the better. There can be no hesitation, no time wasted, especially when it comes to dealing with challenges and or obstacles. Immediately. Otherwise, you will soon find out that you waited too long and you're not in a place you want to be. You're going to find yourself not there. So don't hesitate. According to an old English phrase, used in the paraphrasing of the creed of medieval lay folks' mass book, there are two types of people. This is going to sound familiar, but that's where it comes from. It comes from the creed. It's a creed. They paraphrase the creed in the medieval lay folk mass book. Lay folks' mass book. There are two types of people, the quick and the dead. Yeah. This by far exemplifies the very essence of why challenges and obstacles must be dealt with immediately. Now, while most of life's challenges are not a matter of life and death, they are at a level that can lead to success or failure. Yeah. So success or failure of a relationship, a business, a goal, a vision, anything that you're trying to achieve will be realized based on the actions taken and the timing of those actions. Yeah. Now, again, not all obstacles or challenges yield the same results. No, they return varying degrees of results, some severe and others are slight. Now, no matter the severity of the obstacles or the challenges, they all have one thing in common. They all have one thing in common. That's right. They waste time. They eat into our time. They're energy vampires. They're just the waste of time. And nobody has time for that. So the waste of time from challenges are a form of distractions that are designed to derail you from your progress. Now, as mentioned, these challenges will vary in size and severity, but they will equally stop you dead in your tracks. So please, don't kid yourself, nor ignore the fact. You've got to deal with this. You've got to face this. You've got to deal with this immediately. You've got to face every challenge head on. No pulling punches. No putting off till later. Remember, no matter what it is, the sooner the better is always best. Right? The sooner you deal with it, it's always better. It's always the best thing you can do. This is especially important when the issue at hand is still young, it's still small, still manageable. It hasn't grown, it hasn't festered. Now, once it, whatever it may be, gets out of hand, out of control, then there is no unringing that bell. Sure, you might get lucky in containing it, but eliminating it, well, it's never good. Truly, completely eliminated, it's never going to happen. So waste no time and deal with issues, concerns, or whatever immediately. Folks, the sooner the better. It's up to you. Don't let things fester. And I've said it before. There have been things that I've done in my life that I've just let go. And it's like, oops, I knew better. I understood it. But it again, I find myself in a place where I should have done something and I didn't do it. And it's grown and it's festered. But take those things, and you probably have already encountered several of those. Take those things and learn from them. Make them teachable moments. You know, if I had just gotten ahead of it, I wouldn't have had this. If I had not gone out to eat dinner every night last week, I'd have more money in my pocket right now. If I didn't buy that thing from Amazon, right? I'd still XYZ, right? And usually it's all about money, There we go. But what I'm getting at, the same thing with relationships. Oh, if I had just spoken up too soon, if I had just asked her out sooner, if I had this or if I had that, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah, exactly. But those are too late. So waste no time. The sooner the better. Sooner the better is best. So get to work. Work on that one. That one's going to hurt initially, but it's also one of those that over time you're going to realize, let me act on it sooner. And sure enough, people will recognize you're acting fast. You're striking. You're striking with intent. You're acting with intent. You're being intentional, but yet you're also delivering answers. You're also solving problems before they get out of control. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's how you become better. Alrighty. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about the seventh of the core of eight, and that's walk your talk. Yeah, that's a good one. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra, Dave_Guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.